Most of what we call pain and suffering is relative and normally subjective, at least in modern society. There's an old Jewish story where a man living with his wife in a small apartment learns that his wife's sister is going to move in with him. The man goes to his rabbi to ask for help, saying that his apartment is too small and there isn't any room for his sister-in-law. The rabbi tells him he can solve this problem. What the man needs to do is not only embrace his sister-in-law, but to invite his two cousins from out of town to stay with him. The story continues with each week the man complaining to his rabbi that too many people are in his home, and the rabbi advising him to invite more people into his apartment. After 2 months, the apartment has various relatives, a homeless guy, 5 dogs and 8 cats, a visiting salesman, 2 other traveling rabbis, you get the picture. Just as the home is about to burst and the man is about to lose his mind, the rabbi gives him one last piece of advice. Tell everyone except your wife and your sister-in-law to leave. The next week, after all the animals and various people have left, the rabbi sees the man and asks him how everything is, with just his wife and sister-in-law living there. It's like pure heaven, replies the man. Never been better. Welcome to the world of interval training. I've recently been incorporating speed interval training and hill intervals into my weekly runs. Like the Jewish man in the story having trouble going from just 2 people in the apartment to 3, living with his sister-in-law, I've had problems going from 13 kilometers per hour on the treadmill to 13.5 kilometers per hour for any length of time. But in interval training, I've been pushing myself to run at 15 kilometers per hour and even 17, just for short bursts. Almost like inviting the Jewish man's house guests round for just one night or the weekend. After running at 17 kilometers per hour, running at 13.5 seems like a rest from really running hard. Running up a hill at 13.5 kilometers per hour makes running on the flat at the same speed seem like a walk in the park. Well, a very, very fast walk, where walking really means running, but you get the picture. I think mentally, physically, and even emotionally, we adjust to our circumstances, our muscles cope, and our pain threshold increases. If the rabbi had told the man to have all his relatives and random guests move in the next day after he'd complained about the sister-in-law, the man would never have coped. Instead, the rabbi introduced the more house guests gradually. I know I have to increase my speed intervals and hill intervals gradually, but each time I go back to either running on the flat or only running slightly faster than I used to, it seems so much easier. All the world famous marathon runners right now seem to be East African. But maybe they could run even faster if they asked a little advice from a rabbi. I know it definitely helps me. Anyway, the picture today is of me feeling pain and suffering at about 35 kilometers into the Amsterdam Marathon. In the Jewish story, this would be close to the point where the homeless guy has just moved in to the guy's house. All right, that's it. I'm going to go off training now. It is 7 o'clock in the morning.